Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. A year or so ago, my wife gave me this great present that I've really enjoyed, and that they are the sponsor of today's podcast. It's just a delightful coincidence. I'm talking about Storyworth. Storyworth is this online service that helps you and your loved one connect by sharing stories and memories and preserve them for years to come. Basically, Storyworth sends you an email every day. It's like a prompt, and you can attach pictures or write a story or describe things or evoke a memory. And then Storyworth asks these really thought-provoking, incisive questions that gets you to think about things that you wouldn't maybe ordinarily share, or get your parents to share, or a spouse to share, or a grandparent to share, that when they do share, you're so glad they did, and you'll be able to capture and keep forever. And then basically after the year, Storyworth compiles all these questions and stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that the whole family can share for generations. So just think about what you wish you could share, or what you didn't even know your kids would love to learn. And then there's just this great service that gets that out of you and then preserves it forever in the form of this book. Get to know your loved ones better and preserve those special moments forever with Storyworth. I'm glad my wife did that for me. And right now, for a limited time, you can save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/dailydad. That's storyworth.com/dailydad to save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/dailydad. In the hall, it is the enemy. It's one of the most odious statements ever uttered on the topic of parenting. There is no more somber enemy of good art, the great Cyril Connolly said in his book, Enemies of Promise, than the pram in the hall. Having kids gets in the way, he was saying. It inhibits the creativity and ruins the careers of great writers, painters, filmmakers, and poets. One imagines if we zoom ahead today, nearly 90 years after Cyril Connolly first wrote those words, that he would have included entrepreneurs and leaders on his list of the afflicted. Now, we've said many times here that it doesn't need to be this way. Kids can make you better, more creative, more disciplined, more balanced. But still, let's look at that quote again, because maybe there's another way to read it. Cyril was speaking of the stroller in the hallway. And it's a vivid metaphor evoking the crowded New York City apartment so choked with life and stuff and responsibilities that its four walls can no longer contain it and things have begun to spill out in the entryway. But there is also the story we've written about featuring the writer Susan Strait that's worth referring back to. As a young struggling novelist, she would walk her daughter in the Riverside, California heat until the girl fell asleep for naps at night. It was the only way she could get her down. And the second she drifted off, Strait would stop wherever they were, sit on the curb next to the stroller, and write in her notebook. She finished an entire novel that way. Maybe the problem then is not the stroller, but the stroller in the hall. Maybe what she's telling us is that we have to get out there and be active. Parents have to look for the double opportunities, the ways to spend time with your kid and do what you need to do. Take them to work with you. Take them on trips with you. Talk to them. Take them to exercise with you. Jammed together in a tiny living space, maybe that feels like the enemy of good art in accomplishing great things. Or maybe it's that thinking about them as connected is the real problem. It's not because you're stuck here in this apartment with these kids that you haven't written your novel or your business plan. It's because you haven't allowed your life and your kids to be part of the process of creating great things. Walking them to school is part of the process. Cleaning up their toys in the living room is part of the process. Taking them for drives until they fall asleep, part of the process. These are double opportunities to do what you've got to do, to pursue who you want to become, to take care of your kids, and to nurture your dream. Kids don't get in the way. They are the way.
Hey,
Thank you for listening to the Daily Dad Podcast. Leave us a review in iTunes. It helps a great deal. Really appreciate it. And of course, if you know any other dads who could benefit from these messages, please let them know.